Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Creative Work Hour podcast. This is episode 72. And in the room with me today, we've got myself, we've got Alessandra, we've got Devon, we've got Gretchen, Melanie, and Shadows Pub. It is December the 13th, 2025, and it's fast approaching Christmas and New Year. And on that vein, we decided we'd have somewhat of a kind of a recap on how the year has been going. So today's question is, what did being part of the Creative Work Hour community mean to you this year? And what did you aim to accomplish? And what important things happened this year? Alessandra, I will go to you. How about you? What did it mean to you?
Well, I have to say that Creative Work Hour as the community, it is a buffer for me, like just in my own mental health, that no matter what happens in my creative work, it doesn't matter if I just fall off the wagon with everything I'm trying to do. It doesn't matter because every single day we're here and whoever can make it comes, and whoever doesn't, they come when they can. So the whole proof of concept of we'll see ya when we see ya works, no matter what. And that seems to be the thing that was like what was accomplished this year above everything, is that we see you when we see you works. On a personal level, in my own creative work, it has been a hell of a struggle and a hell of a triumph all in the same year. I got one of these, you know, because this is kind of like Smell-O-Vision. We record these podcast episodes, we record them in a Zoom room so that we have the vibrance of seeing each other as we're recording. And so what I'm doing at the moment is I'm just turning my computer around so that the crew can see this big ass calendar. That thing is 2 meters wide. It's six feet horizontal wide. And so what I did is I just took that thing and I just put, if I did not have hangups, if I didn't deal with a mental health thing that really does need to be kept mindfully in check, if I didn't have all those things, what would I allow myself to do? Some people like to phrase it as, what would you do if you knew you couldn't fail? That doesn't really work for me. To me, that's just like horseshit. But what could I possibly aspire to just on paper? There's something about ideally, just on paper, when you put some ideas out there, they seem doable, right? Because it's just pen and paper. So that's what I did on this big wall in my flat here in Leeds. I just made it like as big of a life as I could imagine. And I guess the accomplishment was that we took off the things that felt too heavy because. Took off a couple of things that felt too heavy, but we kept 90% or more of everything. And even though I had the accident in the late summer, everything still came about. So there we are. There we all are. And so I'm just really curious to hear from you, Greg, what is it that the community has meant to you this year, and what in the world did you get up to in your own sense of accomplishments?
Oh boy, you know how I love these parts, right? Well, for me, being part of Creative Work Hour this year has meant being part of a loving family, a caring family, a family of my choosing, one that doesn't judge me, doesn't hold resentments, hold things against me, and a family that encourages and cares about me. And I think for many of us, that's what Creative Work Hour is. This year, I expanded my kindness community. I created the support and kindness community, which includes free weekly support groups on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And as well as a weekly support and kindness podcast, which we do, we record on a Saturday. After this, we record at 5 p.m. and that goes out on Sunday. And I'm currently expanding the community within the Go Brunch community. So that's me. How about you, Shadow? What did being part of Creative Work Hour community mean to you this year? And what did you aim to accomplish? And what important things happened this year?
Creative Work Hour is a people who get to hang out with. I don't hang out with people, so it's a group that I show up to most days. There's one day that I don't each week. What did I accomplish? Well, I guess I added some new layers onto the Echoes, layers that hopefully will be expanding into income producing in the new year. We'll see.
I know that you've just actually finished Go Brunch Expo again, which you've been part of from the beginning. And I was fortunate enough to visit your booth in there. I'm trying to think if it's number 130, but do you want to talk about that? Because that was something else. That was quite an accomplishment.
So I redesigned all of my rooms in the Echo, what I call the Echoverse, so that I've got rooms that are dedicated to the Echoes. There's some web pages embedded in the room that I used as a booth for the expo, and they show off not only my products, but people can go in there to explore the past Echoes, so they can hunt back through the various months and pick out the words they like and kind of have a look at the images and the Echo for that particular day. So some of those are going to get turned into sets of journal pages. Some of them already are in wall art, and there may be a couple other things being added.
Thank you, Shadows. Yeah, it's true. It was truly a really nice room. I think the room is still up if people want to go visit that. Shadows, where would they find that if someone wanted to check you out? We can put it in the show notes, actually. So yeah, if you let me have it, we'll add that to the show notes. That will be much easier to find.
Same link that was used for the expo that's in the channel.
Great. Thank you. Thank you very much. Gretchen, how about you? What did being part of Creative Work Hour community mean to you this year? And what did you aim to accomplish? And what important thing happened this year for you?
Well, being part of Creative Work Hour has been really a wonderful, you said it the best about a non-judgmental group that you can come to, that it's a family of choice that truly is. A gentleman I knew that, Brian Klimmer, who once said to me, it's not right, wrong, good or bad, it just is. And that was a motto that he had in all that he worked in. And it just really, this is a place that just is. There's, you can come when you can and you accomplish what you need to accomplish. I've been with Morning Pages very consistent. I mean, with Creative Work Hour, very consistent with my Morning Pages, which I had not done before this. Before, I just wasn't consistent about doing that. I would think about journaling, but I wasn't. It's helped me build a better habit in certain areas and then to get things done. But it's also been a source of laughter and encouragement and just community. And I've been able to meet some people in real life. You know, I met Dr. Melanie in real life and Sandra, and it's just, and Devin and Nisabu, of course. But what did I do? I did a little cross-country trip in a van, 7,500 miles, and live-streamed along the way back and forth. I've done a lot of art, and I'm working on a couple photography projects. All of them add to within Creative Work Hour and going on. And then with Greg has this kindness program going that it says, and I have started a campaign with my Bucket Filler Brigade to start make 2026 the global year of kindness. So I'm hoping that in the future, Greg and I can kind of collaborate back and forth on that and feed off of each other's. It's just a place to have ideas in your own head come about. It gives you time and space. Creative Work Hour gives you time and space to come up with ideas and to find a way to bring them about.
Thank you, Gretchen. I love that sentiment. And I would absolutely welcome collaborating with you. That would be a lot of fun. How about you, Dr. Melanie? Being part of Creative Work, our community this year, what does it mean to you? What did you aim to accomplish? And what important things happened this year?
I can answer the first question better than the other two. I can't even remember what the hell I was thinking a year ago, to tell you the truth. But Creative Work Hour is a new bunch of friends, and that's kind of remarkable, especially post-COVID, you know. Who knows? If you don't make friends, and I'm at the hospital all the time, and so I don't make friends. I mean, I make friends in the hospital, but they're hospital friends. So that's a big deal. And apparently what that does is give you kind of continuum such that at the glacial rate I get things that aren't hospital and work-related things done, they're still sort of supported and remembered by people. And it makes it easier to do things at a glacial rate, which is not my usual mode. And I just got enough peppers to keep my and you guys very warm. And Rafiq, this is Rafiq's way of saying hi. So I don't know. And I went to ECAM this year and it was very nice. I really enjoyed it. I didn't expect to enjoy it as much as I did. And I really enjoyed the whole damn thing, the structure, the everything. And so that was good. So I feel like I'm sort of soon collecting things that are going to go poof soon. I hope sooner rather than later. But that's how I feel about it. I cannot keep up with the number of things that many of you are doing creatively these days. So I just think about, I do it voyeuristically. And that's almost as good. So that's it.
I heard, and I may have heard incorrectly, but I heard that you won a microphone at ECAM. Is that right?
I didn't even win it. I think I was the only bloody person there who didn't have one, first of all. But the woman who was you don't have one?
No.
Gretchen?
No, there was a reason that you got it. You stood out to Laura, and she came to me and said, would Melanie like, she could she use this? I said, oh my gosh. Cause I won from her several years ago. But yeah, she's, you won the Shure microphone from the Shure person for a reason, for being who you are. And she saw potential in how you could use it and the difference that you can make.
Well, it's on my desk. And thank you very much, Gretchen. It's on my desk. I have not as yet used it. But I'm two steps closer. I just looked at the calendar and the bloody conference that my nurse practitioners go to at the same time as the ECAM in April. So I might have a problem. I can't do it. But I haven't forgotten this and things are percolating in my head. But anyway, I did. And she was amazing. Laura was a remarkable woman. And she came up to me at the end of ECAM and said, would you like this Shure super duper microphone? And I said, sure. I would. Envy much.
Very cool. Devin, how about you? What did being part of the Creative Workout community mean to you this year? And what did you aim to accomplish? And what important things happened this year?
Thanks, Greg. For me, Creative Workout is first and foremost creative structure. That's the time I know that I can get creative work done. And before that, it just wasn't happening. There was no, I would say, oh, I'll do that over the weekend. Weekend would come and go, nothing happened. And just having that set time and seeing people that I like and get to hang out with and watching them work inspired me to work. And so it just created this time bubble that I got to spend doing creative work. And I would say the biggest thing that came out of that this year is that I conceived of, outlined, and started a musical that I'm writing with my songwriting collaborator. And it's moving right along, and our plan is to have the first draft done by the end of the year, which is, as you noted, rapidly approaching. So, and without Creative Work Hour, that thing would not have come into existence. There's no question. And so I got to do something I really like and I'm interested in, and that flexes that creative muscle. And I know that every day I'm going to get to make a little progress because I have that time that I'll be spending with you lot doing our creative work together.
Thank you, Devin. I appreciate that. And Alessandra, before I know you have your hand up, but Melanie had mentioned ECAM and CreatorCAM. And I know Gretchen got to that, go to that this year, but you did as well, right, to the Creator Camp?
Well, I did. I have, you know, what we were talking about before we came into the studio to record this today, we were all talking about different kinds of experiences that we had as kids in using our voices to convey some message of, I am here, to the world. And world, hello, are you there? I'm listening. And I love things about the conveyance of information, messages, and just that I'm here. Are you there? There's something so childlike to that, that no matter how complicated and glitchy and high production that it gets, whether it's runaway success accounts on YouTube, or if it's coming out of Hollywood, or from wherever it comes, that there's something so simple about communication by voice, whether there's a face with it or not, or artwork with it or not. There's something so basically comforting about that, that whether it is in the best of times, yay, I did it, or on the worst of times, is there somebody there? I just need to know that there's somebody there, that there's absolutely something really magical about the voice. And so that is why, in watching Gretchen's creative work, 2 years ago, I started asking her questions about what is this thing called Creator Camp? And she shared with me that it is the community, the live in-person event that is part of the community of eCam Live, which is a beautiful software that allows you to create scenes and make things that you're doing just on your little lonesome appear more professional looking. And so, you know, the reason why Gretchen's tile always looks more polished and put together than any of the rest of ours is because she has learned how to do some things in eCam Live. So what I wanted to say about Creative Work Hour is we have an account on the Hive blockchain, which is one of our values, is that for whatever creative work is being put out there in the world, it's not that we just support it. We support it, especially in places that don't have the power to take it away or take the account down or to rob you of your content. And because of that, we could learn, we could have Creative Work Hour in all these different platforms. We can, we will, we have. But there is something about being on the Hive blockchain, which means that after we're all gone, the blockchain technology lasts. And anything that we post there directly into Creative Work Hour as the account, or just in supporting each other's content that's published there, it can never go away. Like, it technologically is immutable and locked into place. And the Creative Work Hour account on Hive is simply at Creative Work Hour, all one word. And this is how we are described there. Creative Work Hour. Live. Co-working daily sessions. And here is the tagline. The global daily online co-working space that's dedicated to bringing your ideas to life.
I love that. I love that.
So does anybody have anything else that they want to add that was sparked by something that someone else said? Because this would be the time. We could grab that and include it. Just know that this episode will be the one that we can pull into pieces and we can use as little testimonials. I don't yet know how to do that. I have a friend who knows how to do that. But this is something that we've been trying to do for a while, but I was just too bashful to ask. So here we are. Anybody?
I'll just jump in with, you know, because it's a spinoff, it's part of the Creative Work Hour family. Practice Not Perfect also had a huge impact. Certainly, Alessandra had some big performances this year that were prepped during Practice Not Perfect. And just like my writing, the practicing would not happen were it not for time dedicated to Practice Not Perfect, where I'm with the group and I can look and see other people that are doing their thing, and it gives me time to invest in the music that I want to learn and improve. So that, again, that magic of time dedicated to your creative work, whether no matter what it is just magic.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I know that I take part, although I'm not practicing my instrument, I play the saxophone and the clarinet, and I need to get back into doing that. But I use that practice, not perfect time, for other things as well.
Well, thank you guys so much for being here and just telling us what your thoughts are about the year. And, you know, sometimes when we are accomplishing something, that accomplishment is not bearing fruit. Sometimes the idea just needs to germinate for a nice long while. And all of us have ideas that are like that. And it took, like Melanie was talking about, that microphone is sitting there, but it is not sitting there losing energy. That microphone sitting on her desk that she's not yet opened, that microphone is gaining energy. It's gaining more and more and more energy because that idea of hers that we know is so needed in the world to help other medical residents that in turn will save lives. It's a bit of a heavy lift, right? This is not like, oh, here's my favorite blouse today kind of a podcast. What she's talking about is a very micro specific clinical kind of a podcast that will save lives. So it needs to germinate longer. So Melanie, that is your accomplishment, is that you've got that box of that Shure microphone sitting on your desk, gaining energy while the idea germinates. And that is the magic of creative work hour, is it's not a judgy environment. So when things just need to sit for a season or two or three, we support you in having that idea sit and germinate, because that too is creative work. We have a friend who came by, oh, several times, and he has this beautiful essay that he wrote about what is writing, and we have applied it to what is creative work. And to paraphrase it, creative work is, sometimes creative work is resting. Sometimes creative work is getting the hell out of bed. Sometimes creative work is putting down the pencil and go getting a snack. Sometimes creative work is picking up the pencil and writing one word over and over and over because you don't know what else to do. Sometimes creative work is picking up a book and going and sitting in grandma's rocker. Sometimes creative work, sorry about that. Sometimes creative work is just sitting down at the same time of day or saying, I want to be there, but I just can't today. I've got squirrels screaming at me from work or what have you. But creative work is not always the image of the composer at the piano at night with the candelabra going and the scratchy pen on the parchment staved paper. Creative work is taking care of yourself. Creative work is just being there for other people to be there for themselves. The magic is that we do it in a container of 1 hour at a time, and we do it together. And with that, I have to ask my friend Greg. Greg, what time is it?
That time again. You've wasted some perfectly good time listening to the Creative Work Hour podcast when you could have been doing something else. But no, you tuned in anyway. But what about you? Have you been part of the Creative Work Hour community this year or any other year? And has it been helpful to you? What's it meant to you? Have you listened to the Creative Work Hour podcast this year? What's that meant to you? And what did you aim to accomplish? And what's something important that's happened in your life this year? Let us know. You can visit us at creativeworkhour.com. Come back again next week and we'll have another creative conversation. Thank you.